Okay, so let's now talk about some of the fears you may have coming up around slowing down and how to work through them. Because it's very likely that as you've begun to think about slowing down the pace at which you're moving, doing a little bit less, putting less in your calendar, and just even slowing down the pace at which you're moving and completing everything, that there is a little voice in your mind that's saying, we can't do that. You don't have time for that. Not everything is going to get done. That's impossible. That's not going to work. What are people going to think? That's selfish, that's lazy, that's indulgent. It might be barking out a whole heap of things. And I guarantee you that if you're listening to that voice, that is the voice that is causing you to continue to push and rush and disconnect and be in your head and focus on the outcome and disconnect from your feelings and from what you really need. And this is the problem that I see so much, is most of us are living our life guided by that very loud, fear-driven voice in our mind. All of this is coming from fear. A fear of falling behind, a fear of not meeting deadlines, a fear of losing something that's important to you, whether it's clients or business or money or someone's approval. It's all coming from fear. And the problem is, for most of us, like I said, we are living our life ruled by fear, living, reacting to that fear-driven voice in our mind. And what I want to say to you is, you always have access to a different voice. You don't just have to listen to the voice of fear, even though it's the loudest and the most familiar, perhaps. It's not the only form of guidance that you have access to. And so what's really important when we're noticing all this fear or this resistance or these stories come up is that we pause and we work through them rather than just giving them all our power and reacting and running our life off them, making our decisions from them, and then letting them rule us, basically. So the next time that some of this stuff comes up, and it might be coming up for you right now, I want you to pause and just notice. Now, we're going to be talking about this a lot more moving forward, this mindfulness piece, but I want you to notice, what is that voice in your mind telling you right now? What is its key story or key fear about this idea of slowing down? And when you notice it, I just want you to witness it and take a couple of deep breaths into it. Now, witness it without judgment. We're not going to make ourselves wrong for that. In fact, what we need to do when fear comes up is have compassion and understanding. There's probably a real legitimate reason that your mind is telling you this, or that there is a fear there around this. So we don't want to make it wrong, but we just want to have compassion and understanding. Be like, wow, okay, what am I afraid about here? What am I concerned about? What am I worried about? Let me just notice that that's coming up for me right now. So take a breath into it and just be with it. If you have the opportunity to, maybe journal through it a little bit in that moment, or just breathe into your body and what you're feeling. And then I want you to place your hand over your heart and take a deep breath into your heart and remind yourself why slowing down is important to you. What your intention is around this, why this is something you want to practice, why this is something you want to take on board. So remind yourself of that. And then I want you to see, and we'll work on this a lot more through the course, I want you to see if you can access some different guidance, way of thinking, or a different inner voice besides this one, this loud, fear-driven one. And so what I like to do is see if I can feel for and reach for the voice of love. And love is that supportive, kind, gentle, encouraging voice. That voice that tells me that I can make this change, that I can have what I want. It reminds me of my intention, of why this is important, and it lovingly supports me with what it is that I want to create. And when you tune into that voice, it might just be like, it's okay, everything's okay, you can do this. Just one step at a time, just take a deep breath, it's going to be okay. Or it might give you some different perspectives around what you're worried about, like, don't worry, you'll still get everything done. Or don't worry, just ask for some more time. Or it's okay to say no, you don't have to worry what that person's going to think about you. Or it might say, you know what, slowing down is a form of self-love. That's a beautiful thing to do for yourself. Now, this new choice that you're making, these new choices to slow down, to do things differently, might feel really foreign to you and unfamiliar. But every single time you make this choice, it's going to become more familiar and easier. And so that voice is just going to say to you, it's okay, just one step at a time. Just practice this right now. Just take a breath and pause. That's all you have to do. Nothing bad's going to happen. And when you actually come into your body, you can hear a much calmer, less frenetic, less reactive voice. And that's the voice I want you to see if you can listen for, rather than what the fear is telling you. Because I want you to make a choice whether you want to live your life guided by love or fear. Because we know where fear is going to take us. We know what fear does. It fills us with worst case scenarios, with worries about the future, with what ifs, with this idea that people are going to hate us and we're going to lose money, we're going to lose all this stuff. But that loving inner voice will remind you why you want to do this and will remind you why this is a beautiful thing and why it will make you more efficient and productive, because you'll be more present and more clear-headed and more focused. As I remember when I began practicing this, I remember running my business, my first year of business, and just constantly feeling like I don't have enough time, I can't slow down, I can't take a break. And sometimes I just go sit on the sofa and I'd be like, Connie, you're going to take 10 minutes just to be away from the computer and find your center again. And I'd hear my mind, I don't have enough time, I can't do this, oh my God, I've got to get back to that email and I've got so much to do and this is a waste of time sitting here. I'd hear all that, but I would notice it, but not act on it. You can notice that voice, you can hear it, you can see it, but choose to not act from and live your life from that energy. But I would, so I'd instead, I'd sit on the couch and I would hear all of that and I'd be like, yes, but I know that I want to bring a calm, empowered, loving energy to my work. And I know that I will communicate more clearly, I will deliver a more valuable message, and I'll be more efficient and productive if I just take this 10 minutes for myself to calm down and slow down. And then I chose to live from that energy and that intention. And then it just gets easier and easier the more that you practice it. So that's what I want you to do the next time all that fear arises. I want you to notice it, maybe write out what it's telling you, witness the fear, witness the worst case scenario, witness the panic that you're having. Notice it, but then choose to come into your heart, remind yourself of your intention, reach for some more loving and supportive inner guidance, and remind yourself of why this beautiful practice of slowing down is an incredible practice of self-love and how it's going to support you to have everything that you want and feel the way that you want to feel moving forward.